How's everyone doing? You're listening to A Father Heard. This is a show that focuses on faith, family, and wellness. This is your host, Marcus, and I'm glad you have decided to join me on today. It is the 25th of October. This is 2021, and I'm glad that you're here as usual. I was thinking about this past week in which I had an opportunity to connect with my children and connect with my wife. You know, and oftentimes as fathers or parents, we can feel stuck, right? You know, when way back in January of 2018, I had released an episode called Getting Unstuck, in which we talked about, like, when you have those feelings of being stuck in a situation, like how to press through and how to move through that. You know, when there are times where this happens in our lives, right? And it's just a part of life, right? Where we have ebbs and flows, right? And there are those times when things seem to be going extremely well. And then there are those times where things just aren't going well. And maybe we get caught up in that rut for much longer than we'd rather be, right? There are times I can think back where I felt stuck in this place and I wasn't really sure how to extract myself from the position that I felt like I was stuck in, right? And so I'm thinking about, you know, the past few weeks with my family and how things have been going. You know, a few weeks back we talked about the incident with my son and the things that he had expressed to me and how I was feeling about all of that, and you know, and just really thinking about, okay, as fathers, as parents, we're not always going to be able to see things eye to eye with our children, right? Or we may not always see things eye to eye with our partners or with the mother of our child, but it really is our responsibility to make sure that we are putting ourselves in positions to making sure that that happens as much as possible so that we don't feel stuck in the relationship that we're having with whoever it might be, right? And so I'm thinking about this past week, I've been reading this book, and the book is about creating a morning routine for yourself, not for your children. Obviously, you should have a routine for your children, a daily routine, right? But this is really like creating a morning routine for your own self, right? So you get up an hour early, you silence, whether that's praying, meditating, what have you. You know, there's just taking time for yourself. So whether that's visualizing or using affirmations, a little bit of exercise, some reading, some writing, those sorts of things, right? Really embedding that into who you are as a person on a regular basis. And so as I was reading this book, which I read before, but this is a version that's geared towards parents and families, and so the idea is that we want to be able to as parents fill up our cup, right, so that we can take care of ourselves and then take care of our children and be able to meet their needs. So, you know, as I was reading this, I had the thought, okay, I want to intentionally connect with my children, which is something that I always want to do, but I feel like there are moments where I might miss an opportunity or I may feel stuck, like I was saying earlier, right? But the way that we get unstuck is we just put ourselves back into action, or the way that we make sure that we don't miss the opportunity is that we actually do the thing that we need to do. So as I was saying, as I was reading this book, one of the stories that was in there was a tip that was being given. The tip was about how this individual had wrote letters to their family and he would share it with them, you know, on a pretty regular basis. And this was something that he does, like, if I remember correctly, it was like weekly, where he was writing notes to his family and making sure that they were getting an opportunity to see that. And I was like, okay, this is something that I should do, right? And then it slipped my mind. And then it came back up as I was reading something else. And I was like, okay, yeah, I should leave a note for my kids. because I want for them to know how much I care for them. Because there are those times when, as parents, as fathers, when we have to remind our kids, discipline our kids of what they should be doing, where they may not always feel the love, right? Or they might have whatever's going on in their lives, and they may not feel the love, even though we say the words, even though we might be showing it to them, but for whatever reason, right? They're human just like us, and we don't always feel it, but we need to have those reminders sometimes. And so I kept feeling like, okay, I need to do this, I need to do this. And finally I was like, you know what? I'm gonna go ahead and do it. So my kids were at school, and my wife, she was off and she was working on something. She was working on her podcast, Black Mom Diaries. Shout out. If you haven't taken a listen to that, you should definitely do so. Black Mom Diaries. It's amazing. But anyway, so she was working on that, and I was like, okay, let me go ahead and get these 3x5 note cards. So I grabbed three of them, one for each of them, my two children and my wife, and I started writing the notes for them, right? And so my five-year-old, she can't read, so hers was very simple. It was just, I love you, Daddy. And I took it and I hid it inside her bonnet in her room, knowing that she was going to be able to see it later, right? And then I wrote one for my son, and I told him that I love you. This is your dad. And then whenever you finish reading this, come and find me and tell me about your favorite Pokemon. And I stuck it inside of his gi, inside of his room. And so it was there hidden. And then I wrote one for my wife, and it was like, I love you. After you finish reading this, come and find me. You need to help. You're getting a hug. Right. And so I rolled hers up and I stuck her ring around it because she didn't have it on at the moment. And then I had put it in a place where she could find it in the restroom. Right. And so I took the time to make sure that I'm connecting with them. Right. And in a way that I haven't done before. And obviously I've left notes for my wife before, but it's been a long time since I've done that. So I wanted to revisit it, right? And my kids are in a place where they're learning to read, at least the little one, the older one, he can read well, right? And so just doing things like that, because like I said, there are times when we might be feeling stuck, but they might also be feeling stuck in the relationship that they're experiencing with us. And the way that we remove that is by making those connections, reaching out, right? And so just the simple act of writing a handwritten note on a 3x5 card and hiding those in places where they could find them completely shifted the dynamic of the relationship that I have with my family. Not that I have a terrible one, I have a pretty good one, but I've consistently been doing the things that I need to do to make sure that they know how much they're loved and valued, right? And so the kids get home from school and they're running around doing their thing. My son, he's now got to get ready for Taekwondo, and him being him, he goes into his room and he grabs the gi and he sees the note inside of the pants, and then he just kind of throws it on the ground. And I was like, oh man, I kind of was taking it back, right? Because I figured him, he's the age that he is, and so he's active, he's not always thinking or paying attention. It didn't really dawn on him that there was a note hidden inside of his pants. He just grabbed it and threw it down. I was like, hey, what's that? And he's like, oh, it's just some useless piece of paper. I was like, how do you know that it's useless? You haven't even taken a look at it. And so he grabbed a hold of it and he started reading it. And he was a bit confused as he was reading it, because this is not anything that I've ever done for him before. And so he was a bit confused, and he was like, kind of looked at me, looked back at the note, and looked back at me, looked at the note, and he read it, and you could tell that he was touched by it, right? But he was trying to get dressed and get to whatever it was that he was going to be doing. So I was thinking, okay, well, I left it for him, but it doesn't really seem to have like much of a reaction. Although I could tell something was going on, he just didn't have the words to express in the moment what he was feeling, right? And so he got dressed and then he came out of the room, and he told me about his Pokemon, right? Because that's what the request was. After he finished reading this, come tell me about your favorite Pokemon. And so he talked about Greninja, and then he just went about his business, and it was as though nothing had ever happened, right? Now, my wife, she sees hers at some point. I think it was before the kids came home. She actually was looking for her ring because it wasn't exactly in the spot because I had stuck it onto the 3x5 note card around it. And so she's trying to find her ring. I'm like, well, it's in there, right? And so she goes and she looks for it, and she just comes out and she's beaming, right? And she gives me a hug, and then she goes and takes care of what she needs to take care of. Now, the third one was the one that I left for my daughter. And I think she got it while I was out with my son at Taekwondo. And then when I came home in the evening, she had this big old smile on her face. And she was just like, thank you for the card, Daddy. I love you. And I was like, I love you too, girl. And like, she just kept telling me for forever, like, how much she loved me. You know, a couple hour or so later when she was going to bed, she was like, thank you for the note. I love you, Daddy. And then she like wanted to put it inside of her purse where she could see it and be able to find it and this, that, and the other. Right. And so I said all that to say this. It's because if we don't take the time to express our love and not just say it, but to really show it, right, we're going to miss those opportunities to be able to connect. And then that will keep us in the place where we don't want to be with our family members. Now, the really cool part of this story is that as my son, who I've said I loved you to every single day since he was born, good morning, son, your daddy loves you, pretty much every single day, right? Kiss on the forehead, all that stuff. As he was getting dressed that evening after he had gone to Taekwondo, taking his bath, he was getting dressed, brushes his teeth, and then he's sitting at the table. And I'm wondering, what's he doing at the table, right? And I just go about my business. I sit down and I get ready to kind of settle down for the evening myself. And he's just writing. And I didn't think anything of it, but he's writing. He's actually writing on the back of the note card that I gave to him. And it says something like, after you finish reading this note, tell me about your favorite Pokemon. And so then he came and he gave it to me as I was sitting down, prepping for my wind down for the evening, right? And so even just that sweet gesture, right, of him coming back, not knowing what to do with all of whatever he might have been experiencing earlier in the day when he read that note, like he was able to process that and go ahead and bring me something too. And I was like, thanks, man. And I told him about my favorite Pokemon, which I don't have. And I let him know, it's like, well, I don't really know anything about this, but I'll just say Pikachu because he's the most famous one that I know of. And that was it. But just a small moment of connection completely shifted not only that day, but how he and I have been interacting with each other for the past several days, where he's become more touchy-feely, which he hasn't always been, right? All because of that one moment of making sure that I don't allow for our relationship to stay in a place of stuckness, but to be in a place of showing him and my daughter and my wife how much I care for them and putting it into a place of connection. Because without connection, our families are going to stay stagnant. And that's not what I want for mine, and that's not what I want for yours. And so I just want to really encourage you to take the time to think about what is a meaningful and valuable way that I can connect with my family, whether it's your children or your co-parent. Co-parent meaning the parent that you are sharing children with. So that person may not even be in your household, but it could be, they could be in your household, right? So maybe you even need to make connection with the co-parent that you are sharing children with that doesn't live in the household and that relationship is stuck. What are some things that we might be able to do to shift that relationship so that you have more access to your children? Maybe it's sending a turkey to to the family during Thanksgiving, and you're probably thinking, she doesn't need no turkey, or he doesn't need a turkey. This person gets on my nerves. But what, how might that simple gesture of something like sending a turkey or finding some other simple means of connecting with that person shift the relationship that you're having with them? Because the relationship that we have, not only with ourselves, but the relationship that we have with others, are extremely important to shifting the way that this world is going. You know, and right now we live in a place where it seems like a lot of disconnection is taking place, right? A lot of folks are getting on each other's nerves. A lot of folks are distancing themselves from other people. A lot of folks are cutting folks off, right? But right now, in this moment where we're in time and place that we're at, where we're dealing with pandemic and people are losing people every single day, this is not how we need to interact, right? So what can we do to shift? So it might be a small note. It might be sending a turkey. It might be just saying hello, right? It might be a phone call. Anything that we can do to increase the amount of touches that we have so that we can no longer stay stuck in our relationships, but we can experience the growth, love and respect, and all those things that we desire to have when we're in relationship with people. So I just want to thank you for taking the time to listen to A Father Heard. I hope that this has been a blessing to you. And if it has, go ahead and share. Do all the things, right? I ask each and every week. Share, like, reach out to me, whatever it might be. I greatly appreciate you either way. And you guys be easy until the next time. Take care.